News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 39 of InfoShorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 23rd of September 2023.
And in the next 10 minutes, a new shock-absorbing long cane, Agatha Christie's play The Mousetrap, always audio-described, organising your wardrobe, free mobile and tablet data packages, and the PSS iTalk Information Library.
RNIB is now selling the Ambutech Graphite No Jab Long Cane with a red leather handle, and it's available in various lengths. Described as shock-absorbing, this long cane is designed to eliminate the sharp jabs that can occur when the cane tip gets stuck, for example, in a drain while walking on a pavement. When the cane strikes a solid object, the handle gently recoils approximately 5 inches or so before automatically returning to its original position. The manufacturers reckon this recoiling action absorbs about 80% of the shock, but without taking away from the sensitivity of the cane. This cane comes with a hook-style Ambutech roller marshmallow tip. The cane itself is available in 11 lengths. The longest 4 lengths are 5 section, the next longest 5 are 4 section, and the 2 shortest ones are 3 section canes. And this graphite no-jab cane with red leather handle costs £65, but the same range with a black rubber handle are priced at £63.50 each. And further and full details about these canes are available from RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or you can email them at helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
We've learned that every performance of the world-famous Agatha Christie play The Mousetrap at London's St Martin's Theatre is now audio-described. Both the audio description itself, which runs throughout the play and is delivered to a blind or partially sighted member of the audience discreetly in an earpiece, as well as the introductory notes to the play, which are available to listen to 10 minutes before the start of the performance, are pre-recorded. This is different from the majority of audio-described theatrical and other arts performances, which are delivered live by usually a team of two as the show is running, normally for just one or two shows in the run. Audio describers Vocalise have made this possible for this, the world's longest running play, currently celebrating its 70th anniversary in the West End. The genre-defining murder mystery has kept millions of people from every corner of the globe on the edge of their seats, and although we appreciate that not everyone in Britain can get to the capital, it is worthy of note since, presumably, if audio description can be delivered in this way at one theatrical venue, it may be possible elsewhere. And, by the way, guide dogs are allowed in the auditorium, or theatre staff are happy to dog-sit for you. For more information about this and other audio-described plays, you can visit Vocalise website at vocalise.co.uk, phone 020 7375 1043, 020 7375 1043, or email enquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
InfoSound.
Now for this week's suggestion slot, a couple of ideas about organising your wardrobe, courtesy of Mark Belcher from Henshaw's Society for the Blind, who put together useful videos on YouTube containing very handy and practical hints and tips to help living with sight loss.
For some people with low vision or no vision, organising clothes is quite difficult. So what I've done, I've organised my greens and my beiges and my blues. And to be honest, I only just realised that that's pretty much the only colour I wear. So what I've done is simply organised my blues at the bottom and my greens and beiges at the top. So I can quite quickly organise which clothes and colours I want to use. Somebody might have to set that up for you, but once it's set up, it's quite easy. Another tip and trick is to put a safety pin on the type of garment. So for instance, we can put a single safety pin on the hem of the shirts or the pants, so that replicates kind of greens and beiges, and two safety pins on the blues. Same sort of principle, we can then start using, say, different shape buttons, and then you can use more buttons for different colours. So I haven't got many reds in here, but if they were reds, I could put three safety pins on or a different type button.
Incidentally, you can get electronic colour detectors and even colour detector apps on mobile phones that can tell you what colour clothes you have in your wardrobe. And maybe that's a subject we could feature in a future edition of Info Shorts.
Info Sound.
RNIB has partnered with the UK Online Centres Network's National Data Bank to give away an initial 600 six-month data packages to support blind and partially sighted people to get connected on a mobile phone or tablet. RNIB says that although the offer is not limited to those on means-tested benefit, it is intended to support those who are experiencing data poverty. As they put it, individuals, households or communities who can't afford sufficient, private and secure mobile or broadband data to meet their essential needs. So, to receive a mobile data package from RNIB, you, or the person you're applying for, must be blind or partially sighted, be a UK resident, be over 18 years of age, have a smartphone or SIM-enabled tablet which is either unlocked or compatible with O2, Vodafone or Three networks, and intend to use the data for their own personal use. There's one data package available per customer who applies, and these data packages are being offered on a first-come, first-served basis with, as mentioned, 600 available initially. RNIB's Technology for Life team can tell you more, should you wish, and they can be emailed at tfl@rnib.org.uk, or you can initially call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 99 99. That's 0303 123 99 99, and they'll arrange a call back to you from the Technology for Life team.
InfoSound.
And finally for this week, PSS iTalk is a library of information in audio for both blind and partially sighted people, produced by the Partially Sighted Society. The audio features it contains offer a range of interviews about various eye conditions such as dry eye and Charles Bonnet syndrome, as well as items about products often presented as audio features on things like handy kitchen tips for navigating your kitchen with sight loss and practical everyday household tips. They also talk about the practicalities of living with sight loss, with articles on parenting, anxiety and panic attacks, and coming to terms with sight loss. So, if you'd like to take a listen and you can go online, the place to go is www.partsight.org.uk/PSS-iTalk. PSS-ITALK, or you can listen on Alexa smart speakers by saying open PSS iTalk.
Welcome to PSS iTalk, sharing information to support living with sight loss.
Oh, and it's an interactive service as well, where you can join in.
Hello and welcome to PSS iTalk, your one-stop audio information service for blind and partially sighted people. If you wish to contribute a story, a handy review of a product, or even if you wish to be interviewed on the service, remember you can do so by sending audio clips directly to the Partially Sighted Society by phoning them between the hours of 4:30pm and 9:30am and leaving us a voicemail. Our number is 01302 965 195.
And PSS iTalk can also be found on the free talking newspaper app produced by British Wireless for the Blind Fund.